Republicans have made passing a property tax freeze one of their hallmark issues, but last night it was the state's top Democrat who brought it center stage. Doyle unveiled a plan he said would save the average homeowner more than $330 over the next 2 years. He said it would still let schools and local governments keep pace with inflation and economic growth.
My property tax freeze is responsible. It protects education, promotes economic development, and preserves vital services like police and firefighters.
To do that, Doyle's plan would increase state funding to local schools by $850 million, meaning the state would be back to paying two-thirds of every student's education. The governor would also require local governments to keep their tax levies in check if they want state funding, and it would set aside more than $100 million in incentives for governments that hold property taxes even lower. Doyle called it a moment of truth for the legislature and referred to a different property tax proposal Republicans sent to his desk last legislative session.
If you send me another bill that freezes out our schools, our police, and our firefighters, you will force me to take out my veto pen and make you start over. But if you pass a responsible property tax freeze, one that protects taxpayers and their priorities, I know, working together, we can find common ground.
The governor highlighted several cutbacks, including a plan to eliminate more than 1,800 state jobs. He also proposed shifting $250 million out of the state's road fund to pay for immediate expenses like education. And he suggested the state move $180 million out of a fund set aside to compensate injured patients and their families. He said that money is needed now so the state can continue providing health care for its poor residents.
It's simply indefensible to say we have $750 million sitting in a fund that's totally off limits. Even the interest is totally off limits. And so as a result, we're going to take people's health care away.
Doyle promised a $100 million increase to the University of Wisconsin system and called for a 5-7% cap on tuition increases. He also proposed that the UW start offering benefits to same-sex partners of its employees. As he's done repeatedly, the governor pledged not to raise state sales or income taxes to balance the budget, but he would raise some state fees. Vehicle registration would cost $10 more under Doyle's plan. The state tax on rental cars would also go up, as would fees for hunting and fishing licenses. In addition, Doyle wants permission to borrow $130 million through bonds. The challenge now for the governor will be getting the Republican-controlled legislature to back his ideas. GOP leaders roundly criticized his budget last night. Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz joked that Doyle's address was intoxicating, since it promised everything to everyone.
But I'd like to remind everyone, and especially my colleagues, that tomorrow starts Lent. It's going to be a little more sober, and I think most of the voters in this state, I know most of the taxpayers in the state, understand that. You simply can't borrow and spend your way out of a tax problem in this state and a budget deficit.
Schultz also said Doyle's proposed property tax freeze won't work, since it would still let technical schools ask taxpayers for more money. Assembly Speaker John Gard called it a guaranteed tax increase. The Doyle administration says property taxes would go up, but only by an average of $27 a year. Lawmakers will now start to hash out their own spending plan. The legislature's budget committee meets later this morning. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.